Moshe Lichtenstein is a musician. He's a South African musician. He is a cantor, a chazan as well. And he has just released a new single called Kol Hayamim. Moshe, a very, very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Howard, to you and your listeners. I'm a big fan, so it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, it's awesome to have you on. So tell us about this. Okay, so if you're a big fan, then you know that our listeners aren't always easy, hey? So we're just going to ask them. No, we're not going to ask them anything because honesty is always... I don't know if it's Zanati, is it the best policy?
No, it's not.
It's not the best policy. All right. So therefore, I've listened to the single and I think it is absolutely awesome. Tell us about it. You released a new single. Was it 2 days ago? Yesterday, the day before. And the video is awesome. Just take us through this journey.
Yeah, sure. So thanks again for having me and good morning to everyone and to all the friends and family listening. So I think just to give your listeners a bit of context in, almost 6 years ago, in 2014, I formed a band, a Jewish wedding band, with two of my good friends, Daniel Schull, an esteemed pianist, and Avi Levy, an esteemed guitarist. And over the past 6 years, what started off as boutique chuppah music for Jewish wedding ceremonies really evolved into something unbelievable. And we scaled up the band to a full production band, and we really have been a backbone of Jewish weddings in the country. One of the most popular bands, and you know, 200 weddings later, we're really onto something big. And I think part of our success as a band and as musicians is that when we scaled the band, I really wanted to bring in people that had no preconceived notions on Jewish music, so that they could share their creativity to add to the sophistication of the music we're playing. So we teamed up with Pumlanium TT on saxophone, Jason Green on bass.
Oh my gosh.
What, Zanati? You gave me such a fright when you said that.
I went to school with Pumlanium TT. We were in the Eastern Cape Youth Choir together.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm telling you, he's a saxophone player.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna love that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Such a small world. Same high school.
We call this Jewish geography.
Yeah, exactly. Same high school. We were in the Eastern Cape Youth Choir together. We went to Norway and London together with the choir. Wow.
Would you look at that? Well, talk about
brilliant.
Serendipity, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, with COVID-19, we're really geared up for one of our biggest years yet. Lots of weddings planned, and obviously because of the situation, a lot of weddings scaled back to just very small intimate ceremonies, and obviously a lot of weddings postponed. So it really gave me the time to reflect on my personal goals as an individual artist, and a time to really reflect it and take things to the next level. You know, I follow the Jewish music scene closely in Israel and the USA, and I back myself with the talent that I have to produce music on that level. And in order to do that, I teamed up with Jared Lazarus, who's a genius musical producer and probably the biggest mensch, I guess translated as good oak, that I've met in the last year. And he produced the song, and we connected, we clicked, and we really made magic together.
Absolutely amazing. So you have released, and tell us about the actual song. Tell us, Kol Hayamim, what is the meaning of the song? What is behind the song?
So I think Kol Hayamim is something about the continuity that happens on a day-to-day basis. I think I'll take my best line from the song, Kol Yom Mechadash Over, which is translated as, we are living in a world that is being constantly recreated. And I think it's that kind of optimism, especially in these times, that people wake up to, especially people of the Jewish faith, that we really wake up to that kind of optimism every morning for that fresh start. God does constantly recreate opportunity for us. And I think that song is a celebration of the meaning of that.
Absolutely. Awesome. We're going to play the song. Moshe Lichtenstein, thank you for speaking to us. Good luck with your continued success. And, let's hope that sometime soon we can go back to some form of normalcy or normality and, you can be playing at larger functions. But in the meantime, this is one of the great things that have come out of lockdown is when people take the opportunity to reflect, to do something a little bit different and to take the time to explore their passions a little bit more.